Mă numesc Costel Cheptea.
My name is Costel Cheptea.
Sunt din Moldova, din Biserica Emanuel din Bălți.
The name of our church is Emmanuel Baptist Church. It's located in Bălți, Moldova.
Mă bucur să fiu în seara aceasta cu voi.
It's my pleasure to be with you folks tonight.
Și o să predic cuvântul Domnului din Evanghelia după Ioan.
And I want to preach to you from the Word of God. Well, you know, do you know English? Why don't you go ahead and speak in English? It's kind of slow if you have an interrupter. I don't know what means. You practice on the way up.
It's a blessing for me to be tonight with you, and I hope that you will understand my English. I grew up in a Christian family, but when I was young, I did not want to go anymore in the church. We grew up in communism background. They teach us in schools and everywhere that God does not exist, that everything what is saying about Jesus is a myth. So we have one life and must live our life how we want. And I believe that, and I left the church. But by the grace of God, I was invited to study at in Romania. My dream was to become an officer in Russian army. But God knows better what I have to do, what I need to do. So I was invited to go in Romania for studying Christian school. I did not want to go, but it happened that I has gone. So I studied in Christian high school first year, and after first year of studying, I became a Christian. I accept Jesus as my Savior. He changed my life, and after 3 years of studying in high school, I start to study in biblical university, and when I was in third year of studies, I get married. My wife is from Romania. When I get married, I spoke with my wife that I will get married with her with one condition: if she wants to come back in Moldova. Moldova is the poorest country in Europe. Romania is like America. And she said, okay, we will go back after the school. When I finished, I was tempted. It was so hard for me to go back in Moldova, you know. I was invited to stay in Romania, to be a pastor in Romania, when the church from Romania is inviting to be a pastor. They give salary and the pastoral home, where to live. So I told my wife that probably we will stay in Romania. And she said, no, we will go in Moldova. And if God will not take care about us, we will come back, but we will go in Moldova. And in 15 September 1997, we come back in Moldova. It was hard to live in Moldova, but working with God, it is amazing experience, and God take care about us. We have four daughters. My wife prayed a lot to have one boy when she was pregnant with fourth. She prayed. I am happy with four daughters. I don't know. I did not have problem, you know. But I hear a story about another family that they had four daughters, and they prayed to have a boy. And when his wife was pregnant, they prayed that the fifth will be a boy. So when she gave birth, it was a girl. And everybody who knows that she gave birth, call them and ask what they have. So he said, we have 4 daughters and 1 child. Four years ago, I was working in a big church, but God touched my heart to do something for Romanian speakers from our town. So we rent a place and we start to have meetings. I told to the board of the church where I was working that if everything will go well, we will have a new church in the town. And we had 2 baptism services, and when I saw that people are coming and everything is going, we start this new church. We finished the building last November, and all this is through grace of God. Tonight I sought to share with you from the scripture John chapter 21 verse 15 until 17. John chapter 21 verse 15 until 17. So when they had eaten breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my lambs. He said to him again, the second time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, feed my sheep. He said to him the third time, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Amen. Tonight, I want to talk about this question that Jesus asked Simon. And I think that sometimes we have questions in our lives, especially when the things are not going well, when we are facing struggles, when we are in sufferings. Many times we have questions, why God? Why this happened? Why to me? And probably for some our questions on the earth will not find answers. Probably only in heaven we will have answers to all our questions. But tonight I want to speak not about our question, about Jesus' question for us. And Jesus' question is, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than this? This question sounds that Jesus asked in comparing with other disciples. But this question is talking about our love, and Jesus asked, do you love me more than anything in this world? Few things about this question of Jesus. First, this question is personal question. I discovered that it is very easy to respond in the crowd when are many people. Can you imagine if Jesus asked them, dear disciples, do you love me? It's easier to respond. when you are in crowd, in general. But Jesus did not ask generally, the crowd, the many. Jesus looked on the eyes of Simon and called him by name. Simon, son of Jonas, do you love me more than this? You know, God is asking us by name. He is looking in our eyes, and first chapter from Revelation says that eyes of Jesus are like a flame of fire. I don't know if your children here experienced what I was experienced when I was a child, but if my dad, my father, told me to do something and I didn't, in the evening when he came home and I did not have done that job that he told me, it was not necessary to punish me. When he looked at me, his eyes see all what I did. He knew. You know, Jesus is looking, and his eyes can see what other eyes cannot. And tonight he is asking me, Pastor Wayne, Pastor Lee, and you, Costel, Anna, Mary, what? Do you love me more than this? This question of Jesus is vital question. Vital means very important, very important. We know that there are things in our lives that are important. To have a car, it is important. To have money, it is important. But there are things more important than to have money or a car. Like here, we bread. Without it, we cannot live. You know, when Jesus asked Peter, Jesus did not ask him, Peter, would you like to go every Sunday in the church? Would you like to preach? Would you like to visit somebody? No. Jesus asked the vital question, very important question. Peter, do you love me more than this? In the book of Revelation, it is written about one church, the church from Ephesus, that Jesus said, I know your works, I know your labors, I know your passion, and how you cannot bear them which are evil, and those has tried them which say that they are apostles are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not found it. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. And you know, this church had patient activities, but Jesus said, I have something somewhat against you. You have left your first love. They still were coming to church. They still have a lot of activities without love. Jesus is asking Peter very important, vital question. And tonight he is asking us, do you love me more than anything else? Another thing about this question of Jesus is on present time. during communism period in Moldova, many people suffered for the Lord. But we did not have to stop now and to live with the past mind, what happened in the past. In the past, we suffered. In the past, we did missions. In the past, some people are living now in the past. Youth, I don't know how in America, but most youth people in Moldova want to run away somewhere in other countries, not to remain in Moldova. And it is hard to find dedicated men to be involved in the ministry, because they are living in the future. If I will have money, if I will have good home, big home, if I will have a nice car, I would think to do something for the Lord. When Jesus asked Peter, he asked, "Do you love me?" No. Not in the past and not in the future. No. I think that every Christian has this experience when he first came to the world, was saved. It has a heart full of joy and the desire to share to everybody what happened with you. But passing the time, we are losing this desire. We are young still in the church. We are doing some activities in the church, but we are losing desire to share who is Jesus and what he can do for us. Jesus, do ask Peter, "Do you love me?" No, more than anything else. And tonight he is asking us. Another one thing about this question. When Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me then more than this?" This is a practical question. Love is not like a theory, good, beautiful theory. Love is something practical that we must to do. Something practical what Jesus expects from Peter to do. What means to love Jesus? I was looking in the Bible and I tried to find in the Bible somebody who showed his love for Jesus. And tonight I want to share a little bit three things. What means to love Jesus more than anything else in the world? First, to love Jesus more than anything in this world means to give. To give. In Mark chapter 14, from verse 3 until 9, there is a situation when it happened in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper. When he sat at the table, there came a woman having an alabaster box or flask of very costly oil of spikenard, and when she came, she broke that box and poured it on his head. I want to stop, but you can see in your Bible, when this woman came to Jesus, he wants to bring something, to give something to Jesus. And he and she brought to Jesus a box of alabaster, very costly oil. And she broke that box. And she poured on Jesus' head. Can you imagine that this woman came there? She was not invited there. From her initiative, from her desire, she came. She brought this box with very expensive oil. And when she broke this oil, this box, she pulled a little oil and she saw, okay, it is enough. I want a little for me. That does this woman? No. She pulled all that expensive oil on the head of Jesus. And when disciples and people who were in the house of Simon saw this, they said, wow, amazing. What this woman did for Jesus. Amazing. Tremendous. Yes? No. No. Do you know what they said? They said that this is a wasted thing. They said that they criticized her very sharply. But when other people criticized this woman, Jesus said about this woman, let her alone. Why do you trouble her? She has done a good work to me. For you have the poor with you always, and whenever you wish, you may do them good. But me, you do not have always. She has done what she could. She has come beforehand to anoint my body to the burials. Assuredly, I say to you, wherever the gospel shall be preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her. And after 2,000 years, the gospel is preached in America, in Moldova, in Africa, in England, everywhere. And it is saying what this woman has done. What she has done. She gave few things about this. She gave what she had more precious, more expensive to Jesus. They evaluate how was the price, what was the price of this alabaster box. It was 300 denarii. One denarii was the salary for one work day. One denarii. 1 year this woman worked and gave to Jesus what he had, more expensive. We are called to love Jesus. And to love Jesus means to give to him what we have, more expensive. Sometimes we have more expensive our plans, and Jesus is asking us to give our plans to him. Sometimes we have more expensive in our lives our family. Do you remember Genesis chapter 22? 25 years Abraham was walking with God with one question. When I will have a child, a boy? When? And after 25 years, God gave to him a child. And when this child grew up, was like a teenager, God came to Abraham and asked him, "Do you like my present for you?" "Oh God, you are amazing, God. You blessed me. Do you like?" "Yes. Took your boy on the mount and doing sacrifice him for me." Can you imagine what happened in the heart of Abraham in those moments? In Genesis chapter 22, verse 1, it is written that take your son, your beloved son, Isaac, and bring me as a sacrifice. Sometimes God is asking us to give to him what we have more expensive in our lives. But we did not lose if we are giving to God what we have more expensive. We did not lose. About this woman, she did not give to Jesus a little oil. He gave all. He broke and go back home with nothing. But she did this with all heart. And she did, she gave, even when she was criticized. If you decide to give what you have more expensive in life to Jesus, if you decide to give to Jesus with all your heart, don't expect that others will clap. Probably others will criticize you. And many times, those who are criticizing are the people that you thought that they are near with you. They are your fan. But this woman gave. Somebody told, you can give without love, but you cannot love without giving. Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than anything on this earth? To love God, to love Jesus, means to give. In one family was a little boy, ages 5 years old. And one day his parents leave him home alone. And his parents go to work for their jobs. And this little boy worked all day with different toys that he had in home. And one moment he saw one vase on the table. He look at that vase and he get his hand inside of that vase and he cannot pick it out. He try and he cannot. And he stay all day with his hand in the vase until parents came. And father tried to explain how to keep his hand to took away. And they cannot. That vase was very expensive. Was a present from another family. Friend, family. And when his father saw that he cannot take away the hand of his little boy, he broke that expensive vase And he was surprised that his little boy kept his hand like this. And he asked, why you did not open your hand? And he command to him, open your hand. And little boy, 5 years old, did not want to open the hand. And he grabbed his hand, and his father tried to open one finger by other. And when he opened the hand of his little boy, in the hand of his little boy were like a quarter of dollar, a coin. He saw a coin in that vase, and he was so upset to have money, his own money, that he grabbed them, and he cannot open his, he did not want to open his hand. You know, this story told a truth about us. Sometimes we grab in our hand things and we did not want to give to Jesus. I don't know which things we have very precious, very expensive in our lives. But tonight, Jesus is looking in our eyes and by name is asking, do you love more than this? And to love Jesus means to open hand, to open heart, to open life, and to say, Jesus, I'm here. Do with me, my life, what you want to do. Second, to love Jesus means to serve, to serve. In John chapter 13 is the that situation when Jesus was with his disciples before he walked to the cross. Now, before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come and that he should depart from this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The true love we can see here. What means to love? He loved them to the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and was going to God, rose from supper and laid aside his garments, took a towel and girded himself. After that he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel. It was a Jewish big celebration, Passover. And in that room, in that time, if you invite in your home somebody, as a sign that we say, welcome. I'm glad that you came in my home. They have water, a basin, and they washed the feet of their guests. They never, it was like a tradition, like a part of their life to do this. And they never eat Passover until they did not feed wash their feet. And when the disciples entered in that room, they saw the tall basin water, but they did not saw the slave. And everybody thought, who washed their feet? But everybody go and found his place on the around the table, and Jesus take the towel and water, put in the basin, and came to everybody from disciples and start to wash their feet. When Peter saw this, he stopped Jesus. No, Jesus, I cannot support to see that you are our master and you wash our feet. You know, I was expecting from Peter that he will stop Jesus and say, oh, Jesus, I cannot support to see you that you are washing our feet. Let me do it. But but Peter did not say this. Peter said, oh, Jesus, you cannot do this. You are our teacher, our master. But also, I cannot do this. Let John do. He is younger. Few things about what happened in that situation. Jesus served, and Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, even the feet of Judas, the betrayer. How he can do this? Why? To love God means to serve, even those that doesn't deserve this. Jesus knew who is Judas, and he washed his feet. Because to love means to serve those who did not deserve this. How in Romania Christianity came in the western side of Romania through one man from Hungary. That his name was Mihai Cornea. Mihai Cornea came in Romania in 18th century, and he came in a village, bought a home in that village with his wife, and start to go to share to the people, to tell about Jesus, to share God's love. And the people were against him. They hate him. And once, when this missionary with his wife were not at home, some men came to him, to his house, and broke windows, and broke everything was in around his home. When they till finished to broke everything what was around his home, Mihai Cornea and his wife came home, and those men were there. And when Mihai Cornea saw what they did, he told to his wife, okay, honey, this man worked hard. Give to them something to eat. Give to them food to eat. And they gave food to those men. And in that village, first people that received Jesus were that man. They did not deserve to feed them. But Mihai Cornea understand that to love means to serve even if they did not deserve this. Jesus served with humility, with correct attitude. Here is written that he laid aside his garment. And in order to serve to others, we must lay aside our garment. Our garments sometimes are our self-sufficiency, our self-righteousness, and we must lay it aside if we want to serve. Why Jesus was able to wash disciples' feet even to his enemy, to Judas? How he can do this? The response is in first and in third verse. Because he knew that he is going to the Father. We are on this earth for a short time, and God put us in this, on this place for a short time to serve others, to love, to show God's love to others. Jesus asks Simon, do you love me? To love Jesus means to give what you have more expensive, even when you will be criticized. To love Jesus means to serve others, even those who doesn't deserve this. To love Jesus, last thing, is to wait him, to wait for him. In James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8, it is written, therefore, be patient, brother, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until he received the early and later rain. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. To love Jesus means to wait for his coming. He will come again. And as farmers, and I understand that Kansas has a lot of farmers. And when I came in Kansas 1 week ago, they were waiting for rain. They need it desperately. Last Friday, it was rain. How the farmer is waiting the rain, the same is waiting Christian, second coming of Jesus Christ, with the same desire. Do you have this desire in your heart? We must wait the coming of Jesus with patience. Probably here in this world you face struggles, problems. You need to endure, to wait Jesus with patience. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, it is written, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God, And it had not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And look at verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. We are God's children, placed in this world, living in this world. But Jesus will come again to take us up in heaven. If we have this hope in our heart, we will purify ourselves. Because Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." To love Jesus means to give him. To love Jesus means to serve others. To love Jesus means to wait for his coming. Did you saw when one girl and one young boy fall in love with each other? How they are looking like? If they fixed an hour to meet each other, they are waiting. If she came late, 1 hour late, no problem. The young boy will wait her with all love, even if she will come late, because he loves her. We must wait Jesus with love, purifying ourselves. When after Second World War, when USA Army helped France and delivered from Nazi army, on the Battle of Normandy, they were killed a lot of USA soldiers. And on that place is a big place with monuments, and on every monument is a cross, white cross. And on every cross is written name of the soldiers that were killed in the war. And once, one old couple came and started to look on every cross. And there were a lot, thousands. And they were looking on every cross and try to read name. And there was a French reporter, and he started to take pictures and to record with camera. And this old couple stopped on the monument, and tears start to go down. And this journalist, French journalist, came to them and asked, "Why? What you are looking for?" And the old man said, "Here was buried our son." And he said, "For the world, he is one from the many. But for us, he is only son that we had. And he died to give freedom to others." A Christian is waiting for Jesus. Because for the world, Jesus is the one of the many prophets. But for us, Jesus is our Savior, our Lord. And the Christian is waiting him with love. Do you love me more than this? Is your heart waiting for Jesus? Let's think on the question of Jesus, and let us answer, yes, Jesus, we love you more than anything in this world. Amen.